This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Aw, I love the da.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
23 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that the DA show is available on your phone. If you want to watch it, you can watch it at watchda.com. You can stream us using the radio.com app, using Apple Music, and also the CBS Sports app. We've been discussing Andrew Luck's retirement all morning long. We'll continue. It's also a Trash Tuesday, so you can send us your trashes. We'll read through those and get you guys on the phone as well. Our next guest had a difficult life in the NFL. Some might say a tortured life in the NFL, despite being a offensive lineman for the Patriots and the Chiefs. Ryan O'Callaghan was hiding his sexuality as well as his drug use, and he has written a book about it, My Life on the Line, How the NFL Damn Near Killed Me and Ended Up Saving My Life. Ryan joins us this morning on the show. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Obviously, I want to ask about your personal experiences in the NFL, but first, I want to know, as somebody who played in the trenches in the locker room with guys like Andrew Luck, what did you think about the reaction to Luck's retirement when some people thought it was selfish, indefensible, and some of the fans booed him?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize what it takes to last, you know, the regular season and be successful. You know, no one understands how their body feels better than themselves. And Andrew, in his case, you know, foot injuries are nagging injuries, and he's a smart man, and you know, he probably, I mean, I obviously don't know, but he probably felt that he wasn't going to be able to make it through the season, and it's frustrating. I mean, he might have been doing the team, you know, a justice by retiring and then getting someone else in there that, you know, he felt could be more reliable and dependable, you know, for the season. And more power to him for looking after himself more than his pocketbook.
When people on the outside criticize those types of decisions, how does it make you feel? Because I'm sure that you felt all along that you were kind of being judged from the outside.
Yeah, it's funny to me how invested people get in other people's lives and things like that. Everyone's got to look out for themselves and what's in their best interest. And, Andrew's a young man and he's got a long life to live. And, you know, I think he's doing the right thing by taking care of, you know, number one first.
Ryan O'Callaghan, former NFL offensive lineman, joins us this morning on the show. How much discussion is there, if there is any, inside an NFL locker room about long-term health ramifications? You guys have more information than ever before. Now we see more guys coming forward and saying, the NFL injured me permanently. How much discussion is there amongst players about that?
You know, during the season, most of the discussion is on the next game. You know, you have a job to do, and you're worried about winning, and a lot of guys are worried about staying on the active roster. You know, everyone's aware of the risks involved. You know, early on, you know, I don't think everyone was aware of the severity of concussions and what that led to in the future. And, you know, there's a lot of guys who have permanent conditions now from playing football. So guys nowadays have a pretty good idea of you know, what they're signing up for. But, you know, day-to-day, guys are aware of injuries and you know, maintaining good physical and mental health, but you know, but that's not really a topic of conversation.
So you dealt with a totally different can of worms as you were going through your NFL career because you were hiding your sexuality, and that put an enormous personal pressure on yourself, and that you had actually decided to commit suicide after you had retired. So all of this is swirling around your mind, and you detail this in your book, My Life on the Line, and how the NFL damn near killed me but ended up saving my life. How difficult, it's already difficult to play in the NFL. How difficult is it to play in the NFL, but then also have those types of other concerns, personal concerns that are swirling around you and putting incredible pressure on you?
Yeah, I mean, anyone with their job is going to perform better when they have a clear mind and they can focus on the task at hand. You know, I only played football because it was a cover for my sexuality. I never loved the game, but I took staying closeted extremely seriously, and you know, I was passionate about making the team and playing well. You know, looking back, if I was able to actually be myself and be honest and open and have a clear mind, you know, there's no telling what I would have been able to do. But saying that, you know, I honestly have no regrets of, you know, the path I took, because, you know, I ended up where I am today, and I really couldn't be happier.
Michael Sam was open before he got drafted into the NFL. His career was short-lived. Do you think that there is space for an openly gay player in the NFL?
Yes. I'm 100% confident that, you know, the locker room would accept an openly gay player. You know, I was shocked and impressed by the number of ex-teammates that reached out to me just to show their support, and you know, they didn't realize what I had going on, you know, besides football on top of everything else. And they just reached out, you know, including guys like Mike Vrabel and Mr. Kraft, who's been an awesome supporter of mine and my charity since they came out. You know, it's been an overwhelmingly positive experience. But I really do firmly believe the locker room is ready for an openly gay player. You know, I've had the opportunity to meet with college teams and discuss concerns of, you know, an openly gay guy in the locker room, in the shower, and how guys would react. And this younger generation that's making their way up into the NFL is much more open-minded and accepting than guys were even 10 years ago.
And I would never try to put myself in your shoes because I don't know what this is like, but I always felt like when I went into NFL locker rooms, the brotherhood that is bonded there is well stronger than us on the outside ever realize, and that there's been a lot of gay players in the NFL that have played but have been closeted, and teammates kind of knew but didn't discuss it. I'm sure it's a totally different feeling when you're that person and you've grown up in your life not wanting anybody to know, let alone your teammates, and so that kind of carries over. But is there more trust within the locker room than we realize on the outside?
Short answer, yes. No, it's a brotherhood. You know, guys, you spend an extreme amount of time with each other. You know, even in college, but the NFL specifically, you spend a lot of time with each other. Now, obviously, once you get to the NFL, guys have, you know, married, kids, and a lot of other things going on. But it really is a brotherhood of sorts, and you have a pretty good idea of what's going on in each other's personal lives. And like you said, there are plenty of closeted guys that are playing. You know, I'm pretty sure there are some guys actively playing that know of their teammates and that are fine with it. But as far as it goes publicly, you know, no one's stepped up to the plate yet to come out and be that first, you know, open gay player.
Ryan O'Callaghan joins us this morning on the show. He's written a memoir about his life in the NFL, the dark times, the honest times. It's been called one of the most compelling books by a player, a former player, in a long time. It's called My Life on the Line, How the NFL Damn Near Killed Me and Ended Up Saving My Life. It's available now. Ryan O'Callaghan joining us. Ryan, thanks so much for sharing your story. Thanks so much for the time today.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
Ryan O'Callaghan joins us, and he played for the Patriots and the Chiefs on the offensive line.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.